This is the Music History Today podcast for March 30th. On today's show, a famous photograph is taken, two great albums are released, and happy birthday to a guitar god. First up, though, on this date in 1946, entertainer Doris Day married jazz saxophonist George Wheedler. In 1963, Leslie Gore recorded the song It's My Party. In 1966, Barbara Streisand's TV special Color Me Barbara was aired. In 1967, the front album cover for the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was photographed. In 1994, Pink Floyd started their Division Bell tour. In 1997, rapper Vanilla Ice married his wife Laura Giarita. In 2005, the Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey reality TV show Newlyweds ended. In 2007, Jay-Z sold his Rockaware clothing company for $204 million. And also on that same day, singer Philip Sweet from the group Little Big Town married his wife Rebecca Arthur. In classical music, in 1866, the opera The Bartered Bride by Bedřich Smetana premiered, and in 1951, Walter Piston's Fourth Symphony premiered. In theater, in 1946, the musical St. Louis Woman opened on Broadway. In 1970, the musical Applause opened on Broadway. In 1972, the revival of the musical A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum opened on Broadway. In 1986, the Broadway show Tango Argentina closed, and in 1995, the Broadway show Arcadia opened. In award ceremonies that were held on March 30th, in 1952, The King and I won Best Musical at the Tony Awards, and in 1988, Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. Albums that were released on March 30th include in 1966 when The Kinks released The Kink Controversy. In 1967, Billy Preston released Club Meeting. In 1969, The Bee Gees released Odessa. In 1970, Miles Davis released his iconic album Bitches Brew. In 1975, Peter Frampton released Frampton. In 1977, the Commodores released their self-titled album. In 1979, Magazine released Secondhand Daylight. In 1981, the Pretenders released Extended Play. In 1987, Erasure released The Circus. Bryan Adams released Into the Fire, and Prince released Sign of the Times. In 1992, PJ Harvey released Dry. In 1993, Onyx released Back the Fuck Up. In 1994, Pink Floyd released the album To the Division Bell on the same day that they started their tour. In 1999, Choking Victim released No Gods, No Managers. In 2004, Janet Jackson released Demita Joe. Los Lonely Boys released their self-titled album. Aerosmith released Honkin' on Bobo. And Bob Dylan released the bootleg series, Volume 6, Bob Dylan Live, 1964, concert at Philharmonic Hall. Also on that same day, The Who released Then and Now. In 2007, The Yardbirds released Live at B.B. King's Blues Club. And in 2010, The Band released Live in Tokyo, 1983. Rush released Time Stand Still, The Collection. And The Bare Naked Ladies released All in Good Time. And in 2018, Kacey Musgraves released Golden Hour. Singles that were released in the UK on March 30th include in 1973 when 10cc released Rubber Bullets, and in 1979 Supertramp released The Logical Song. Meanwhile, in America, in 1961, The Ventures released Lullaby of the Leaves. In 1976, Donna Summer released Try Me, I Know We Can Make It. In 1979, Triumph released Lay It on the Line. In 2011, Jane's Addiction released End to the Lies. In 2017, Billie Eilish released Bored, and also Selena Gomez released Only You. In 2018, Mackenzie Soul released Taken. Also on that same day, Baby Ariel released Say It, and Grace VanderWaal released Clearly. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 30th include legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist Eric Clapton, also rapper NF, rapper MC Hammer, singer-songwriter Miss Tracy Chapman, singer extraordinaire Miss Celine Dion, singer and pianist extraordinaire Miss Norah Jones, country music singer Thomas Rhett, Joey Castillo of Queens of the Stone Age, DJ A-Track, DJ AM, Marco Fadas of Pestilence, singer Cha Yoon Woo, singer Anita, singer Taylor Felt, DJ Aaron Chupa, country music singer Brody Clementi, rapper Song Min Ho, country music singer Justin Moore, singer Kojo Funds, Barry Dwayne Oakley Jr. of the Almond Betts Band, singer Dana Gillespie, singer Lena Lovitch, Dave Ball of Procol Harum, singer Frankie Lane, disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris, Jay Traynor of Jay and the Americans, country music singer Jordan Davis, singer Ali Gonino, opera singer Barry Morrell, harmonica player Sonny Boy Williamson, Graham Edge of the Moody Blues, Ronnie Rice of the New Colony Six, Jim Dandy Mangrum of Black Oak, Arkansas, and singer-songwriter Randy Van Warmer. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 30th include composer Pietro Locatelli, who passed away in 1764 at the age of 68. Clarinetist Louis Schindelmeiser passed away in 1864 at the age of 52. Composer Marie Pleyel passed away in 1875 at the age of 61. Composer Hans Hampel passed away in 1884 at the age of 61. Composer Romanos Melikian passed away in 1935 at the age of 51. Opera singer Conchita Supervia passed away in 1936 at the age of 40. Conductor Carol Moore passed away in 1945 at the age of 71. Composer Joseph Haas passed away in 1960 at the age of 81. Jazz trumpet player Jack Purvis passed away in 1962 at the age of 55. Composer Alexander Gawk passed away in 1963 at the age of 69. Pianist and composer Willem Andreessen passed away in 1965 at the age of 76. The band leader of the group The Bayou Boys, songwriter and pianist Rube Bloom, passed away in 1976 at the age of 73. Composer Levko Ravutsky passed away in 1977 at the age of 88. Singer and actor Abdel Halim Hafez passed away in 1977 at the age of 48. Jazz organist Larry Young passed away from pneumonia in 1978 at the age of 37, although the exact cause of death is still unclear, as he had actually gone into the hospital complaining of stomach pain, not pneumonia. Moving on, jazz bassist Sid Weiss passed away in 1994 at the age of 79. Record producer Paul A. Rothchild passed away in 1995 at the age of 59. Pianist and arranger Roselle Claxton passed away in 1995 at the age of 82. Singer Timmy Euro passed away in 2004 at the age of 63. Singer Emil Dimitrov passed away in 2005 at the age of 65. Drummer Derek Plord of the group Bad Astronaut passed away in 2005 at the age of 34. Jazz pianist John Bunch of the group The New York Swing Trio passed away from melanoma in 2010 at the age of 88. Award-winning record producer and A&R recording studio owner Phil Ramone passed away from an aortic aneurysm in 2013 at the age of 79. Singer-songwriter Jean-Maria Testa passed away in 2016 from cancer at the age of 57. Organist, composer, and also professor at the Brabats Conservatory from 1980 to 2012, Bram Beekman passed away in 2016 at the age of 66. Composer and conductor Howard Cable passed away in 2016 at the age of 95. Singer-songwriter Rosie Hamlin of the group Rosie and the Originals passed away in 2017 at the age of 71. Singer-songwriter extraordinaire Mr. Bill Withers passed away in 2020 at the age of 81. Yannick Etienne of the group Roxy Music passed away from cancer in 2022 at the age of 64. Song parody writer, along with being a political satirist that used to be on PBS television every Friday night, Mark Russell passed away in 2023 at the age of 90. And record producer and bassist Ray Shulman passed away in 2023 at the age of 73. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 31st, when in 1995, singer Selena was shot and killed by the president of her fan club.